Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
Consider all the world.
hands have made for truth. I see the storm. I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout all the universe display. Then sings my
Hallelujah. Well, then, saints, my
soul.
Nothing but praise. just lift up your hands and worship him. I don't know about you, but I have nothing but praise for him. Hallelujah. Give him glory tonight. This God that we serve, he is worthy. Hallelujah. Glory be unto his mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Brian, let's do it one more time.
Lord, you gave me a home, and you gave me my family. You gave me two hands, Lord, to lift up and to praise you. You gave me two
for you. Hallelujah. Glory. He's done so much. All we can do is praise him. Hallelujah. Give him glory, saints. Give him glory. His name is worthy. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. We glorify you. We lift up your mighty name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
But praise
glory. Hallelujah.
For you, Lord. Oh, nothing but praise for you.
When I see all the beauty in this world you created, I have nothing but praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
bow before your throne. We'll sing hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh. Heaven and earth. Yeah.
Just wave your hands to Jesus. Let all many of you are ready to receive. Wave your hands up, for the power of the Lord is here.
For the power of the Lord is
here. We are
ready.
For the presence of the Lord is here.
For the presence of the Lord is
here. I am ready.
I am ready to receive from you.
For the power of the Lord is here.
For the power of the Lord is
here.
I am ready to hear from you.
As I worship. Everyone, save my heart.
Oh, my.
just lift up your hands to Him.
Do you love the Lord? From the depths of our hearts we worship. From the depths of my heart.
From the depths of my heart, I'm grateful to you.
You've done.
Ever present help in time of need.
he's a wonder. In your home, he's a wonder. I don't know why you came here tonight, but he's a wonder. Over every sickness, God is a wonder.
I'm Put your hands together for Sharon. Thank you, John. Give somebody a high five. Say, I know who I am. And I'm walking in power. I'm walking miracles. Come on, everybody, put on your lights.
Oh, Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord God of our father Abraham, who has led on the way and has not forsaken his mercy and truth toward our fathers. Genesis 24:27. Blessed be the Lord who has delivered us out of the hands of those who bound and enslaved us, and has delivered his people from the Egyptians. Exodus 18:10. Blessed be the Lord who has not left us this day without a kinsman redeemer, and may his name be famous in all Israel. Ruth 4:14. Blessed be the Lord who has pleaded the cause of our reproach from the hand of our enemies, and has kept his servant from evil. 1 Samuel 25:39. Blessed be the Lord our God, who has delivered up those who raised their hand against us. 2 Samuel 18:28. Blessed be the Lord this day, for the Son of David rules as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all the earth. 1 Kings 5:7. Blessed be the Lord, Israel, who spoke with his mouth to us and our fathers, and with his hand has fulfilled it. 1 Kings 8:15. Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel and to us according to all that he promised. Not one word of his good promise has failed. 1 Kings 8:56. Blessed be the Lord our God, who delighted in us, sitting us with princes and setting us on the throne of Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Blessed be the Lord our God, who works righteousness and justice for us. 1 Kings 10:9. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. 1 Chronicles 29:10. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who made heaven and earth. 2 Chronicles 2:12. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has fulfilled with his hands what he spoke with his mouth. 2 Chronicles 6:4. Please read your line. Blessed be the Lord our God, who delighted in us and has rewarded us according to the cleanliness of our hands. 2 Chronicles 9:8. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, who puts it in our hearts, honor his own house. Ezra 7:27. Naked I came from my mother's womb, naked shall I return. Yeah. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job 1:21. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Psalm 18:46. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits. The God of our salvation. Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, only does wondrous things. Psalm 72:18. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. Psalm 89:52. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, Israel. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 106, verse 48. Blessed be the name of the Lord from henceforth and forevermore. Psalm 113, verse 2. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us a prey to death. Psalm 124, verse 6. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Psalm 135, 21. Blessed be the Lord, our rock, who trains our hands for war and our fingers for battle, our loving kindness and our fortress, our high tower, our deliverer, our shield, and the one who takes, whom we take refuge, who subdues people under us. Psalm 144, verses 1 to 2. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 to 4. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of our supplication. Psalm 28, verse 6. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown us his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Psalm 31, verse 21. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, hallelujah, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I stand up and bless the Lord, my God, forever and ever. Blessed be his glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Father, we bless morning. If we had thousands and thousands, we would not be able to stop blessing you, Lord. Oh God, you are awesome. You are great. There is no one greater than you. So Father, we thank you for keeping watch over us. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for breakthroughs in our lives. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for salvation. Oh God, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We join the 24 elders to worship you. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Father, we bless your name. And we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and we cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy. Forgive us, O God, for all that we have done that's not pleasing to you, in thoughts, in words, in deeds. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Be merciful. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, another sound of my voice, and our families, our household, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the network in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away every illness, sickness, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, remove toxins, sicknesses, and diseases from our bodies in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus over every single area of our lives in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. We took our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We took our children's dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood, the blood. Our jobs in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak in the name of Jesus. Our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, our jobs in the blood of Jesus. Even as we move up and down in our home, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. We apply the blood of Jesus to every area of our lives. The blood, the blood, the blood. To our finances, the blood of Jesus. To the work of our hands, the blood of Jesus. Lord, this day, the blood of Jesus, taking away evil from in our midst. The blood of Jesus, destroying every work of darkness, seen and unseen, noon and unknown. In the name of Jesus, we destroy not by might of power, but by the Spirit of the living God. When the enemy comes against us like a flood, the Spirit of God raised up a standard against the enemy. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, Father God, this morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, on our grandchildren. Oh God, our spouses, we put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, put the armor on each and every one of us. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for fresh oil. We pray for fresh anointing this morning, not the anointing from yesterday, O God, but a fresh oil, O God, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus, fresh oil, fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, O God. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Spirit of the living God, move in our midst. Holy Ghost, we need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. Oh, Spirit of the living God, move in our midst. Move in our lives. Move in our situations. Turn situations in our favor, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, lead us, Holy Spirit. Guide us, Holy Spirit of the living God. We are totally and completely dependent on you, Holy Ghost. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour, Spirit of the living God. We cannot make it without you. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Father, we pray for fresh oil this morning. In the name of Jesus, that fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday or last night or earlier on, but refresh us in Christ. Refresh us in Christ. Father God, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. We're going to go back to Mark 4:35. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Hallelujah. And I talked about that yesterday. He's saying, let us go to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. And there were other boats with him. Furious called him up and the wave broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the boat sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. The wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. But I want you to look at verse 40. He said to his disciples, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? And God is asking that question to each and every one of us this morning. Hallelujah. You see, the disciples have been with Jesus previously, signs and wonders and miracles of his teaching. They saw so much that Jesus did. Hallelujah. But yet and still, they still were afraid. Sometimes you have experiences God has done so much for you. And when you come into another problem, you start doubting God. What has God done for you yesterday? What has he done for you many years ago? What has he ever let you down? Sometimes you got to go down memory lane. There's nothing too impossible with God. Go down memory lane. Think about all that he's done. Take a pen. You will not have enough paper. And write all the things that he's done for you, all the promises that he's fulfilled, and all that he's doing for you right now. But yet and still, you have no faith or trust, knowing that he's the same God today, and forevermore. He did it before. He will do it again. When you go through trials and tribulations, it's for elevation. Hallelujah. Not to demote you, but so that you can be increased. Because as you go higher and higher, so the things that you were shivering about, when you go to the next level, you know that God will come through. You believe, you believe. You don't come with doubt and say, maybe God will do it. No, you come with assurance. I know my God will do what he says he will do. Hallelujah. Many times we might not know with the timing, hallelujah, when he will do it, but he will do it right on time. If your deadline for something is made, let's say, on the 5th of February, hallelujah, and you've been praying to God, and the deadline is the 5th or 6th of February, and still you see nothing when it's almost February 5th or almost February 6th. So you start getting disappointed. Why are you getting disappointed? He owns time. He steps in and out of time. Whatever you're looking for, he can. Lord, the God is suffering. He's almighty. God changes the heart. So a delay is not a denial. Hallelujah. So stop stressing yourself. Start trusting him. If you know he's God, he's the creator, he's the CEO of the universe, he's not a man that he should lie. So trust him. Regardless of the circumstances, he brought you out of the circumstance before, he will bring you out again. Hallelujah. All you have to do, have faith and trust him. Hallelujah. And that's why Jesus asked the disciples, and Jesus is asking, look, I've done it before. I met your deadline. I did this. I gave you the promotion. I healed you when you were sick. When you didn't have food, I provided for you. I took care of your children. They were sick. Didn't you know that many times our children are in so much danger? And they will not tell you. But do you know who was there to rescue them? Because of your prayers that you pray. Hallelujah. Jesus released the angels to be with your child. Hallelujah. And guide and protect your child. Ha, because of your prayers. Not only that. When we leave this earth, God will begin to show us the many, many ways that he protected us. When poison was placed in your food, you ate it, but you did not die. Huh? Why? Because God released the blood of Jesus to protect you. So that means when you ate the food, the person was astonished that you did not get sick. You did not die. When you step on something, they put on the ground, nothing happened to you. God will protect you. Have faith. He will protect you. Have faith in him. What he did yesterday, he will do today. Look back over your life. I think every one of you, when you start looking, will not get out of this prayer line. Because if we pray, there will be an earthquaking kind of praise that will go up. Because when you start giving the details and details, I remember when God did for me. I remember when he did this for my child. I remember when he did so. You will not get off. But do not lose your faith and trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Jesus is on the book. My God, they are privileged. He is on the book. He's all knowing. You don't think he knew the storms were coming? He knew. Hallelujah. Do you still have no faith? Do you have no faith after all he's done for you? Do you still have no faith? Hallelujah. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Faith is important in the name of Jesus. Do you still have no faith? Thank you this morning for your word. Lord, we bless your name. Father God, increase our faith in the name of Jesus. Take us from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from favor to favor, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cannot go to another level if we do not have faith. We need you, O God, every step of in the name of Jesus. Thank you for divine acceleration. Thank you for divine promotion. Thank you for turning things around. In the name of Jesus, that all things work together for good. For those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, we bless you. We love you, Almighty God. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We ask you, Holy Ghost, to be with us 24/7. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you. May the love of Almighty God pour in you and pour through you to others. For Jesus Christ's name to be glorified. God bless you in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day. Thank you for joining us.